We've got busy times in Monroe County. We've got a primary election that's coming up right around the corner. Tuesday, May 3rd is the Indiana primary, and two voting centers are up and ready to go. Have you had any feedback yet on how the new showers center is happening?
I have not.
That's
what
good.
I really love to see, hear about last night, listening to the messages coming back of what's going on in New York, and boy, they were talking about how important Indiana is going to be. I'm just so excited that finally Indiana is going to be a major role player here in the presidential election.
And
this is just awesome.
It is. And last night, as we know, Donald Trump, for those of you just joining us, defeated his rivals handily, wasn't even close, and Hillary Clinton didn't have much of a problem either, defeating Bernie Sanders by almost 16%. So Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, your winners. Donald Trump is making his way to Indianapolis today. Margaret and I talked about that last hour, and he will be at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. The doors for his event open at noon. His event begins at 3 o'clock. Go to DonaldJTrump.com if you're interested, because, Marty, you have to have a ticket to get into this event.
Absolutely. Now, the information I received said the doors were going to open at 11, so they've changed it.
Watch out. That's what I saw on the Indianapolis Star, so take that for what it's worth on that.
Yeah, well, mine came right straight from the Trump.
From the Trumpster? So, all right. But again, it will be today. We know that. And if you go to that website, you have to have it. You just can't show up and get in, is my point. You have to have a ticket. Are there some left? I'm not sure. You can check that at his event. And then Ted Cruz will be in town, Margaret, for the GOP fundraising dinner tomorrow night. So as you mentioned, Marty, things are starting to move in this direction. Because
right, and I just heard from a friend yesterday that Cruz is supposed to be here in Bloomington before the end of the month.
Really?
Right? So that will...
That's really...
Are they meeting at your house?
No, they're not meeting at my house.
Well, I figured you could put all nine Republicans in your house and then have the meeting there.
Well, you know what? What I think a lot of folks are going to find out, like they did in New York, you better be a registered voter if you really want to be a part of this, and it's too late to go run out real quick and register.
Yeah, that
now
was interesting. And the other interesting part about the New York race yesterday was I didn't understand why Sanders was complaining about how the independents couldn't vote. We knew that. That wasn't any breaking news about any of that. That wasn't going to change just because the race was close or anything else. They weren't going to change that up. So not many surprises yesterday. But with Indiana, the surprise was the Indianapolis Star article has said, I'm just going to read this to you. With the contested convention, the path to victory for Trump looks increasingly difficult. Ohio Governor John Kasich's campaign this week declared that it had swayed a majority of Indiana delegates to his camp if the nomination goes to a second ballot. The Indy Star attempted to survey all 57 Republican delegates, and many gave guarded responses, so the results were inconclusive. But, there's that famous word, Kasich's claims seem plausible given the number of people who expressed their support for him and those who would likely be ideologically aligned with him. So there's another interesting cog in the wheel when we talk about Indiana as well.
Well, and when I talk with my friends, and I don't know the people who are going to be making this decision, those delegates were chosen before even we had our state convention, which is where you normally would say, yes, we like who these delegates are. That's not going to happen that way this time. Those delegates have already been chosen. So they were not even chosen by the vote of, what the people would have decided when they go out and vote on election day. So the delegates that go to the
state, delegates are doing a job, right? That's not candidate based.
The state delegates are on the ballot so that you can vote for your state delegate. But in the past, it has been that state delegate then goes to the state convention, and then they vote on the slate of people who go to the national convention, well, no, that's not the way it happened this year. So there's a lot of reasons why people are not real happy about the way all of this is working out in many different areas. I will say that many folks have been very supportive of Kasich in the past, have said now that he's not winning in other areas, they are changing and putting their allegiance on others that are in the lead. So there may be a real change in how people feel. And remember that it's a situation where if that delegate to go to the state convention, they must represent on that first vote what the voters actually voted for.
But the key to that sentence is on the first vote, correct?
On the first vote, and it may very well be. Let's say if Trump takes Indiana, from what I was hearing last night and seeing where all the votes were being counted and who they thought they would go to, if Trump takes Indiana, it may very well that there won't even be a second ballot.
Yeah, it's all based on the math. To get to the magic number of 1237, he's obviously inching closer to that, but he must achieve that number. That is the only way to avoid a contested convention.
That second one.
Now, I have a question for you. Keith asked me this yesterday, and I couldn't give him a straight answer, and I didn't know the answer, but I figured you would. Is Indiana an anti-polling state? You haven't seen one poll result, and obviously the article I just read you from the Indianapolis Star said they were trying to the field, they were going to the delegates themselves trying to get answers, but you haven't seen a Fox poll that shows this or a Quinnipiac poll for that. You haven't seen any of that, and Keith seemed to think that he saw somewhere that Indiana, that's part of their blue laws or whatever, it's an anti-polling state.
And that I don't have the answer for, but I do know that at one point they were calling Indiana, you know, on their assumptions, I get my thought is from some sort of a poll, they were calling Indiana for Cruz, and then, as of last night, they were saying, no, it was a toss-up.
Yeah, so I haven't seen, though, and I try to follow this well enough for our listeners and then everybody else to, we've talked on this program all the time, oh, well, Trump's leading by 50% in New York, and he's up here and there. I just haven't seen anything involved with Indiana moving forward. Is that because we're not a player? Is that because of the law? It's just interesting. I know that. And now with the race where it is on the Republican side, Indiana does come into play, and obviously with Trump speaking today, Cruz tomorrow, and then who knows when Kasich shows up. Mike Pence has not declared a position yet. He's going to meet with everybody, he said in that Star article, before he endorses anybody as well. So Indiana, very much in play.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time for people in Indiana, and I would think it would really make a big difference with what's going on in our local election efforts here to make sure that there's plenty of opportunity for local folks to get out and vote.
There are, and that's during the work week this week and next week, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday. That is not a typo. You and I talked about that and Margaret last week. Sunday the 24th and Sunday, May 1st, noon to 6 p.m., you may also vote on Sunday.
Okay, now, Marty, you said something earlier, and my brain has been running around on it ever since you said it. How were the national delegates in Indiana chosen this year?
Well, see, I sent out an email saying, because there is now a list of who they are, and I sent an email out saying, could you explain to me exactly the process, how they were chosen and when they were chosen? And that hasn't been answered, but I'm sure that I even tried calling. they're probably hearing from lots and lots of folks. But
well, they should have a form letter by now then.
That's right, or an automated response.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Please press 1 if you want to hear how the delegates were selected. Please press 2 if you like pepperoni on your pizza. That's a very important question, though, isn't it, Marty?
Right, I certainly would think so. One thing the state chairman did send out was a message to say that absolutely the delegates that were chosen must vote having to do with what the totals are of the area that they represent. So if one candidate, one in that local area. That's how they would have to vote. And
it's representative democracy at its finest.
Right. So, but that's only on the first vote. So,
yes.
If,
oh, then the second vote, we don't do representative democracy anymore.
No.
We do exactly what the delegate wants. So that's they're kind of representing us, but not really. So the popular vote in this just kind of gets what happens to it.
It's
one thing for certain. There's more and more people becoming more aware of how it actually works, how the rules are.
Good.
And
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing because we need to know that each and every vote actually counts.
Well, Marty,
that's
not been true ever. I mean, what I'm shocked at is the number of people who don't get it. That I'm going to bash on the Republicans and the Democrats here for a minute.
But
you guys have had the public paying for your primary system, and they aren't truly represented in it. And
I will just say this. You follow very closely along with these things. Many other people who that's their real passion, their real interest, will follow along with that. But the general populace, they are not fully aware and involved with this.
But they've
and
been
so
bamboozled.
They are finding some surprises out there. Now, it may very well be an arcane situation where now, with all of the computers and every information
technology
available immediately, is that process still one that's the best for this election process? We'll find out.
The great news is it's causing the question. It doesn't need to have a solution immediately. The questioning of the system is the brilliance of it. That's what it's about.
I just think it's completely wrong to make the public pay for something that should be totally. If you want to have a primary where you're going to have it set up the way that it currently is, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with how it's currently set up. I'm saying if you are going to do it this way, do not fool the public into believing that they really have much more of a say in this than they do, because they don't.
Indiana, your votes, let's make it clear, because I don't want people to stay home and say, oh, well, my vote doesn't count. Every vote is going to count because at the end of the day, the total of whoever wins the total votes, those people who are casting the vote for you and to represent your vote will have to go and cast it in that manner. So absolutely get out and vote. Your vote does count.
Marty, I'm not suggesting they shouldn't vote.
But that is only on the first vote. The first ballot. I think it will be much better for the country at large if that first ballot goes through and there's not a second through the 100th ballot. Look back, when was it in McKinley? They went through over 100 and some ballots.
They did in the 1870s.
That's not healthy. I don't think that's a healthy way to go at it. I just hope at the end of the day that there's enough people who have said we're behind one candidate or the other and get this so that we can come together.
Where these votes really count, Marty, is actually in the local elections, in my personal opinion,
they
where
count
you
everywhere.
Really see they really count. But they count all the way around. It's just that the general public, I don't think, should be paying for your primary. I just don't think they should. I mean, that's my only argument
here.
It's not the people, the Republicans and the Democrats should pay for their own primaries. That's who should pay for it. I'm saying the general taxpaying public, who a lot of them are independent and don't identify as a Republican or Democrat, they shouldn't be paying for it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that their votes are not good, that they aren't going to count. And hopefully that this first ballot thing will work like you're suggesting, Marty. I'm not suggesting that that's not the case. I'm saying I don't think the public should pay for it. Mark, this is a totally different thing. I'm not saying that the boats don't count.
That's Margaret Fetty. Marty Hawk also joins us on the telephone this morning, and Marty checks in, the county councilwoman, every Wednesday just after 8:05. Did you have a meeting yesterday, Marty? What's going on in the county government?
No, well, they did have their Tuesday meeting.
Yeah, work session.
One of the things I wanted to call your attention to, because it so many times does not get done on time as it should, and they've already started discussing it, is the fact that that contract with our merit deputies will expire the end of this year.
Okay,
and
slow.
It is time for us to start meeting with those people, make sure that we have that contract set up, and make sure we're treating our deputies fairly, and make sure that we are also understanding the financial impact of that. Now, to follow up on
briefly. Take a breath.
That's the reason
Marty, stop talking, please. I have to ask a question because I don't know what merit deputy means, and I need an answer from that so we can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You guys take a deep breath when we're talking so we can have a discussion. This is not stumping rally. What is a merit deputy? What is their pay, and why is it expiring?
Okay. Merit deputy, okay, many of us think of it as road deputies. People are law enforcement.
Sheriff's deputies? County sheriff's deputies?
Sheriff's deputies.
I've never heard the term merit before. That's why I was confused.
Right. And so they don't actually have to be a road deputy to be a part of the contract. They could be a part of the investigative team.
Sure, administration, whatever else, right.
Right. So that, I wanted to bring that back to why her local elections important. And follow up on what Margaret was saying. Yes, we love voting on the presidential elections and so forth, but these local elections will affect locals more than anything we could do. It has to do with how our courts are ran. It has to do with our law enforcement and the jail and the parks department and all of those things, how you can use your ground, all kinds of things, what's going to happen with our roads and so forth. All these things are so important to us on our everyday life.
Good.
Don't disagree. That
Amen.
Is really very true, Marty. And that's why I made the comment that I think that the local part of this is almost more important than the presidential.
What else is on the agenda for that, Marty? I don't think anybody's going to argue about,
local's
okay,
important.
The other things on the agenda was having to do with, I wanted to make sure we know that the Redevelopment Commission is meeting this evening, and that, so that they are going to be coming up with different connections there on the west side so that we can help grow jobs over there. So I know a lot of people are interested in that. I see that we now have 8:30, and it is now time to say good day.
Exactly right.
And I hope that you have a wonderful.
We will, and we will get caught up with you next Wednesday morning. That will be the final Wednesday of April, and that will be, believe it or not, the final Wednesday before the primary. So we'll get everything caught up with the elections coming.
Happy voting, everyone!
That's right. Get out there, enjoy. All right, Marty. Good job as always.